I am Belinda Dawson, and I am the current president of the Southern Africa Revenue Protection Association. Good morning.
The role of women in the energy sector is not to be underestimated, nor is their contribution to multi-million dollar utilities across Africa. During this series of Women in Energy podcasts, we're going to be speaking with a number of leading women in Africa's energy sector, showcasing their influence, the unique elements they bring to their jobs, and provide a little insight into the woman behind the job. Hello, and welcome to this ESI Africa Inlet Africa Women's Month podcast. Speaking to me today is Belinda Dawson, the president of the Southern African Revenue Protection Association. Belinda, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Claire.
Belinda, I'm going to jump right into the questions, if you don't mind, because there are so many things that I'd like to talk to you about. And perhaps the first one is that not only are you the outgoing president of the Southern African Revenue Protection Association, but you're also the first woman to hold that position. And perhaps I could ask if you could just give us an idea, first of all, what is SARPA? What is the Southern African Revenue Protection Association?
Thank you, Claire. Yes, SARPA promotes the exchange of information and finding of solutions in protecting the income and assets of utilities against pilfering, misapplication and misappropriation.
And if I may ask, I mean, what do you believe the most important legacy is that you will leave at SARPA?
Claire, as the first female president, I sincerely hope that I have opened up a pathway for leadership in women in energy, and especially in revenue protection. It is, in my opinion, well known in revenue protection that female inspectors are not a threat, are kind-hearted, but persistent and consistent, and can speak to the hearts of women and men in the society whilst educating the residents on revenue protection. In my opinion, it's a softer approach to customer care, however, also a combination with consequences for illegal acts. It is not easy to enter the male-dominant environment, but I can say to you it's possible. For me, it took effort, persistence, and dedication. And my message to other women is, if I can do it, so can you.
If I may ask, what is it that you have taken away from your time as president of SARPA?
Claire, as a leader, you don't know it all. But I believe a leader always surrounds herself or himself with a diverse group of people with knowledge, and together and united, we can make a difference. And for this, I would like to thank my exco, the industry leaders, and all my mentors for helping me.
So what's next for you as you transition out of your position at SARPA?
Claire, at this moment, I don't have another additional venture. However, revenue protection, credit control, and customer services are my key passions, and I will keep on pursuing this path by sensitizing, guiding, and sharing my valuable knowledge that was built up during my more than 21 years in the municipal finance and energy environment.
Why do you believe that revenue protection is so important, particularly in a municipal environment?
Yeah, revenue protection is not only about protecting our income, but also protecting our assets, infrastructure, and expenditure. Service delivery is unfortunately a key aspect because no one wants to pay for a service not delivered. Renewable energy is here to stay. And for that reason, strict and consequent credit control practice is of great value. Municipalities should not allow municipal debt to increase in such a way that our consumers cannot pay at all or choose to go off grid due to debt or bad service delivery, or even want to attempt to illegally connect to our services, because we will lose the pool and all potential income. Still be responsible to maintain the grid and the relevant human resources, and also be responsible for credit control and other service delivery fees. Just as customers do not want to pay for a service not delivered. We as municipalities cannot pay for services and sustain local government without paying customers. So we have a duty to our customers to protect the revenue of local government.
If I may ask, how did you end up in the energy sector? And perhaps more importantly, what advice would you give to other women who are wanting to follow a similar career path?
Well, Claire, in 1999, I was pregnant with my firstborn and was retrenched when the company I worked for closed down. I applied for a vacancy in Oostermaagh Municipality, that time the old city of Cape Town, as a typist. A simple request to call Rens Binneman, our current technical advisor from SAPA, for a metering inspection made me curious and it triggered a million and one questions. And with Rens being so passionate about revenue protection, with all the patients in the world, he answered in one by one. Together, we, with great success, started revenue protection in Oostermaagh and later Helderberg Municipality. I pursued my then newly developed passion through the years, and I'm now working at Swartland Municipality. I believe that a successful revenue protection champion should have the combination of the technical and finance knowledge with an analytical mind and a consistent, persistent drive to succeed. Finding the illegal connections and disconnecting the supply is not the complete circle of success, but receiving the reinstatement fee, delivering a service, and building relationships through education does complete the circle. Knowledge is widely available if you are willing to learn from anyone willing to share, and if you're willing to put in that extra time and effort. I sincerely believe if I can do it, so can any other woman.
In your position at the Swartland Municipality, what are you doing to support the careers of other women in the municipality itself?
Care vacancies in local government are subjected to legislation. However, I hope that each and everyone who saw or is or was part of my successes will strive to want the same success. An important lesson to learn in local government is if you don't ask and show your courage, commitment and passion for appropriate career, it just won't happen. If you want something, work for it, show your passion and ask for direction if needed.
I suppose that's always the challenge, isn't it? We're always afraid to ask for what we want.
Yes, and unfortunately, that is what we need to do. We need to ask.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I mean, what do you see as the biggest challenge currently facing the municipal sector in South Africa?
Clear sustainable service delivery and customer service in the municipal and energy environment is key for me.
Yeah, and I guess municipalities are struggling a little bit with that. And so kind of related to that, what do you think the most important conversation is that we should be having, not just within the energy sector, but perhaps within the municipal sector as well?
Well, how will we protect our income and expenditure and minimize our revenue losses in order to stay a sustainable public service? Because at the end, we are a service delivery environment.
If you're not covering your expenses by bringing in the revenue, you can't continue to provide that service.
Exactly, yes. And that is our issue.
Mm. I'm going to kind of divert a little bit and have a look at perhaps a little bit more about who Belinda Dawson, the person, is. And one of the questions I always like asking, just because I always find it so fascinating to hear and see what people are focusing on, is what are you reading, listening to, or watching at the moment? And what was it that attracted you to this topic in the first place?
Well, with a little bit of a tongue in the cheek, I will say I absolutely love law. And I also have an enormous passion in assisting people in need. And I also like to figure out the problem or the name of the criminal before it gets revealed. So I like a little test to see if I can understand the mind and behavior of a criminal. I do watch Criminal Minds, Suits, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, and then Chicago Fire. With Chicago Fire, let my mind go on the dangers around fire, and that makes me read up on renewable energy and electricity safety and concerns of consumers not using qualified installers. And then we go back to how are we as an industry going to solve this. So the movies, they are inspiring, and they learn you a lot of the industry if you just watch more in deepness. Especially in fire, you have Stella Kidd, who started Women in Fire. That was really inspiring to see. And if you follow the movies and see the positive side, you will find something good in that.
So I see even that when you're having your time off, you're still thinking a lot about how things in the world affect you or sort of impact on your job.
Yes, Claire, but I'm a woman. We cannot do one thing at a time. We have to do a million stuff at a time.
That I think I tend to agree. Belinda, what is the message that you would like to share with the woman listening to this podcast today?
Claire, I think that it's important that women would know that they are not defined by men or the environment or their circumstances, but by themselves. They need to believe in themselves, and they need to focus on themselves in creating a better future for themselves. We are strong. We are capable. We can do a million things at once. Look, we have children and we work and we have a household. We can do it all.
Mm. And Belinda, who inspires you?
Well, I'm inspired by people who do not only see the problem, but are prepared to spend time to find a solution. I'm inspired by those who are prepared to stand up and face a challenge, no matter how big or small. And I'm inspired by women who stand up for their rights and beliefs and are willing to face whatever situation arises around them. I'm inspired by children who, in the midst of difficult circumstances, fight for what they believe and want in life. And I'm inspired by myself, because as a child, I was told that I'm not able to. And now I know I'm able to do everything I set my mind and heart on. So life is not what others say of you, but what you believe about yourself. So I would just like to say that to women, you've got this. You can do it.
That's an incredibly powerful message. And I actually can't think of a better way for us to end off. I was going to ask you if you had any final thoughts, but I guess you've got this, you can do it, is exactly the kind of message that we would like to end off. And Belinda, I'd really like to thank you for helping us kickstart our Women in Energy Month, and being the first person that we are reaching out to for our 2023 promotion. So thank you so much for joining us.
Claire, I thank you for this absolutely great opportunity and the interview. It was absolutely a pleasure, and I wish you and your team well on all your journeys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on this Enlit Africa podcast. This episode was brought to you in partnership with ESI Africa and is part of our Women in Energy series. For more podcasts, visit enlitafrica.com or esi-africa.com. Please tune in again for more conversations and insights into the things that really matter to Africa's energy sector. If you enjoyed this podcast, we encourage you to rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Until next time, I'm Claire Falkveen, and you've been listening to the Enlit Africa podcast.